Phoenix FM, here we are at the Latitude Festival. It's Saturday. I could be wrong, I'll make an assumption. Because it's Saturday, it might mean we're halfway through some of the art that's going on out here. Someone who's going to be able to confirm that for us, though, is Tom Mead. Hello, Tom.
Hello, how you doing?
Really good, thanks. Now, I've got to explain, and we will put all the details on the Phoenix FM website. In front of us, we've got some creatures that are out here that you wouldn't normally see. They've come from your imagination?
Yeah, they're surreal characters, like interpretations of like freaks that I imagine sometimes you might encounter in your average festival. And so yeah, just odd interpretations of what you might encounter, really, but in my style, of course.
Now, there are bits of art going on. I mean, you're sitting here amongst other artists, one of whom is Dan Kitchener, who we spoke to a couple of years ago. There's something for everyone in terms of the art here as well. I'll make sure that all the stuff goes up on the website.
Mm. Yeah, there's a big variety this year. It's really great to like feed off the other artists' techniques and approaches to things. Everyone seems to be like very, very different in the way that they like tackle their work, but it's really inspiring. I've never actually worked here before. This is my first year, so it's a big learning curve, but loving it. It's brilliant. I hope to come back next year.
yeah, and everyone says that. It doesn't matter. I mean, people coming here watching, people coming here performing, everyone gets bitten by the bug.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I now think that the festival circuit for live art is a really like good area to get into. Really fun as well. It doesn't really feel like a job at the moment. It's too good to be true.
Exactly. And you've got compatriots here that you haven't met before, really. You're meeting up because of this festival.
Yeah. I knew of all of them art-wise just through their work, but never met them before, and yeah, they're all really lovely people, very like, very, very professional. So yeah, I'm gonna go back to my studio, very ready for pushing myself as much as I can.
Yeah, it's giving you that inspiration. And I mean, your studio is in Bristol, is it?
Yeah, I'm in Jamaica Street Studios in Bristol, which is it's been there for about 20 years now, so it's a nice like established studio. And I've got about 30 or 40 other people that work there alongside me. So yeah, that's another like great little art hub to be a part of. So yeah, I can't complain.
No. I mean, we'll quickly talk about the two that are really taking form now, these two creatures that you've got there. The one on the right, how do I describe it? A hand for a face and forearms is one way to start.
Yeah, I in my head it was kind of like a kind of juggler character. My first interpretation of this type of event was to go down like a circus kind of feel, and yeah, that's kind of where it went. I kind of like the idea that people can interpret whatever they want from my characters as well. I wouldn't want to like lay it all out on the table for everyone, because everyone has their own different ways of looking at things. So,
have you got a name for that character, or do you leave people even to choose their own names? Or
I normally name all of my characters, actually. I haven't included my what I would only describe as what I normally draw. I'm kind of known for fox men, like drawing big fox men, right. And they've all got ridiculous names like Captain James McWolfson and like elaborate strange names like that. But I think there'll be a naming ceremony at some point for all of these characters.
And the character on the left as well, the one that you were working on just before coming over to talk to us. Now, they're there are a lot of teeth, and there's a lot going on there, but it doesn't look like a scary smile even with all those teeth.
No, it's creepy. It's on the borderline of being scary / creepy. I was going the whole Beetlejuice route, I guess, like strange clown man, that type of thing. Yeah, it's been fun to draw, actually. I'm just not looking forward to having to cross hatch his whole body for the rest of the day. But never mind. I'm good at making life hard for myself.
Yeah, and you, when you're up against that deadline as well, it's I suppose it restricts you, but it does bring out the creativity because of that restriction.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not actually used to working in such small time constraints for big pieces, so it is a challenge. But yeah, I really like it. I feel that I could progress quicker if I did more things like this.
And you've had a lot of positive feedback. I mean, we're sitting here and people walking past going, oh, that's great, you know, and it must be fantastic hearing that.
It is. It's always a lovely feeling. I normally show my work online a lot of the time, so the response that I get is normally through messages and social media, and that's really nice, but it's invaluable actually meeting these people and, you know, shaking their hands, and yeah, it's great getting positive feedback. Can't complain at all.
And I mean, you're showing your work online. If anyone listening wants to find out more about how to see some more of your work, I'll make sure that these, as they are on our website as well at phoenixfm.com, but your own website as well.
Yeah, my own website is www.mrmead.co.uk. And if you just googled Mr. Mead, it normally comes up with you can go to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and pretty much all of the social media outlets I'm on them, so hopefully I'm fairly easy to find by now.
Yeah, well look, thanks very much for talking to us. One last question I've got to ask. If you're doing all this and you're spending so much time being creative, you had any chance to see any of the bands or anyone here?
A small amount of time. I'd love to come back at some point and see them all properly, but yeah, nighttime seems to be the best time for me to witness the festival.
Oh, well, look, great. Thanks very much for chatting to us, and yeah, have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you.
Thank you.